Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Caroline, Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, and The Game Nashville app. We are live from the Hiller Plumbing, Cooling, and Electrical Games studios, and we are streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook Live every single day. Our video streaming is brought to you by Superbook Sports. Pat Bradley will join us at 1:30. Ask D-Mace in 30 minutes. So get those questions in for D-Mace. You can call, you can text. 615-737-1025 is our phone number, and the best question for D-Mace will win a pretty great prize that I will reveal during Ask D-Mace. But I want to get here because Peter King, who is plugged into pretty much anyone and everyone in the NFL, he's got all of the information. Peter King went on Pro Football Talk and talked about the future of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the quarterback position. Right now, you know, they're running it back with Kyle Trask. I don't even know if running it back is the right term to use because never played. But Kyle Trask is the only quarterback that they have on the roster. They're going forward with Kyle Trask. But Peter King said Tampa Bay could look for a veteran quarterback who's maybe toward the end of his career that they could go for coming into this season, maybe a cheaper quarterback, just to kind of patch up those holes between Brady and the quarterback of the future. But my question would be, if the Titans do want to move on from Ryan Tannehill, what do you get in return? Because the Titans also need a quarterback. Mm-hmm. It's not like the Titans are just oozing with quarterbacks at the seams on their roster. So who would be your quarterback? What would you get in return? Well, Charles Robinson was on Robbie and Rex Road this morning and said that there is one potential pretty valuable asset the Buccaneers could have if the Titans do decide to trade Ryan Tannehill to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Do you think that Mike Evans could be acquired in a trade with them?
Yes, absolutely.
Asking for a friend. Okay.
Yes, absolutely. I do think Mike Evans is available. I think it's, you know, I don't want to say it's a fire sale, but at 100%, I think Mike Evans is a trade piece that, you know, the Titans are interested. Mike Evans is going to be a guy who's going to be available. And I think Mike Evans would be, given the fact that, you know, Tom's not coming back, that there's been some shuffling. As you said, the quarterback position is what it is. I think Mike Evans would be very I think he'd be hopeful that there's a potential for him to move elsewhere and still contribute to a potential, you know, playoff caliber team. If that's what you believe the Titans will be next season, I think he would be happy to move on from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So, and he's not alone. I think there are other, you know, pieces of that roster. And I agree with you, actually, that I think Tampa is one of those teams that, now that Tom's out of the fold, it feels like they have a number of decisions to make with some aging guys, and they're going to position themselves for 2024 in that draft.
So I feel like the Bucs are probably in a similar, not exact same situation, mm-hmm. but a very similar situation as the Titans, where, you know, well, obviously the Bucs have moved on from their quarterback, but they have some aging pieces, some aging assets, and they're kind of in a money hole. Mm-hmm. The Titans also are kind of at that same crossroads of where do we go from here with some of our aging assets? Do we want to get younger? The difference there, though, is Tampa Bay can afford to be bad for a couple of years. They can afford to just go ahead and tank. They have a Super Bowl to mm-hmm. hold them over. The Titans aren't in that position, and nor do I think they're very interested in tanking, starting over, going for it for the quarterback in 2024. That's not the vibe that I get from this team. But would you be willing to move off of Tannehill, trade Tannehill, and I don't know what Tampa Bay would want in return for Mike Evans, but would you be willing to trade Tannehill for Mike Evans?
Man, if Tampa, if that was a proposition that Tampa, you know, came to the Titans with, you have to think about it. But again, you know, what does that do for Ryan Tannehill? Again, you know, I just feel bad for him because if the Titans, you know, go down that road and they say, well, you know what, we're going to trade Ryan Tannehill, and we're going to trade him to Tampa, and we're going to get Mike Evans back in return. I think it would have to be more than Mike Evans, honestly. I think it would have to be a little bit more to make that trade happen. But I just feel bad for Ryan, because now you're going from a team that doesn't have as far to go to get themselves back into playoff mode. You go from that to a team that's going to be completely rebuilding. Like, they're tearing this thing down to the studs. So you got to be a part of that. And you're thinking in your mind, I've done all of this stuff while I was here. I didn't make a fuss. I played hurt. I gutted it out. Hell, I shouldn't even try to come back with my high ankle sprain, but I did. Why? To try to put us in a position to get into the Super Bowl, meaning playoffs. And this is what you do to me? This is what you do to me? You send me to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? If indeed this is what's potentially going down based upon, you know, Peter King saying it and some other guys saying it. If this is what's going to happen, if I'm Ryan Tannehill, I'm extremely upset as a person and as a player. Because again, You asked me to be loyal to you, to play through whatever, to be out there, to be available. And for the most part, up until this past season, I've been that. And then you, the first opportunity you get with a new GM, you ship me off to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, where they in complete rebuild. Man, if I'm Ryan Tannehill, I would never say anything to them. I'll walk right past them without saying a damn thing, if indeed that is what's potentially going down.
Mm-hmm. And you know? It is so hypothetical. Well, exactly. That Peter King mentioned.
But does that make any sense? I mean, it makes no sense to me, a trade for, you know, Tannehill for Evans. That, like, if you're trading your quarterback for a 30-year-old wide receiver, like, first
you
of all,
want more back.
Quarterback, well, you want more back, but also, like, you got to have a quarterback there somewhere. Why would you want Mike Evans if you don't have a quarterback? It would seem to me, if you're trading Ryan Tannehill, that's more of a, we're going to take a step back for a year and try to figure this thing out as to take the two steps forward. Plus, Mike Evans, is his cap hit this year is $23.7 million. He's 30 years old, so that's a win now kind of move. So if you're bringing in Mike Evans, I would think you keep Tannehill to me. Like, I – don't you guys agree? Like, and I don't think you could fit both of those salaries in, right? Or can they afford a $23.7 million cap hit for the wide receiver? They'd have to clear some space in some areas or go cheap in a lot of positions as they address them.
Which they could. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of positions of need that they could address in the draft. If the Titans do want Mike Evans, they'll find a way to fit it underneath the cap. And Mike Evans isn't the only wide receiver out there that the Titans could go after. Mm-hmm. We've mentioned T. Higgins as well. But also, T. Higgins is another one that you're going to have to pay probably $20 to $25 million, probably closer to $25. You know, the A.J., Debo, Terry McLaurin kind of price. The only way – and that's a fair question, Willie. And that's the question that I always ask whenever somebody talks about moving on from Tannehill is, who is going to be your quarterback? We have a texter in the text line from Lindstrom by WilsonGunHannah.com. Says, swap Tannehill for Evans and then sign Derek Carr. At that point, you just trade for Mike Evans. You would just hold on to Ryan Tannehill.
But I don't think they have the funds to do that, unless you want to have, like, you know – Dennis Daly across your offensive line. I mean, you don't have enough money to pay. Let's think of all the positions they have to go get, especially after moving on from Cunningham and the players that they just released there. You got to replace those players, even though that was an obvious – those were the easy salary cap moves. But there's only so many dollars that you have.
Yeah.
I just don't see you make it all work.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, again, it's – easy to throw those potentials out there, those what ifs, so those this could happen out there. Ryan Tannehill, them moving on from Ryan Tannehill and or trading him to Tampa for Mike Evans. But then if I'm trading my quarterback, I want more than just Mike Evans back, because that's not a, you know, a fair trade. If I give you my quarterback who can still play and you're giving me a 30-year-old wide receiver that, you know, I don't know how productive or how many more years at that price he's going to be able to go and give us the production that we need to be a winning team. So and
unless you want to use Mike Evans, we use the term bridge quarterback. Uh-huh. Unless you want to use Mike Evans as a bridge wide receiver. Like the Titans are looking at this year's draft and saying, well, like we don't know if there are elite receiver of the future is in this year's draft. So what if we bring in Mike Evans for the next couple of years? We take a tackle in the first round of this year's draft and then go down the line and drafts in future years. We'll find our elite receiver of the future when Mike Evans isn't, you know, doesn't produce to the level that he has been in the past. And look, I'm anti old and injured and expensive, mm-hmm. and that's exactly what Mike Evans is. I'm just saying if the Titans are in trade talks, potentially, as Peter King mentioned on PFT, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, would Mike Evans' name be on the table? And for a wide receiver needy team, I don't know how it would be out of the conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it also makes the most sense.
You need four offensive linemen. You don't just need a tackle, right? They need mm-hmm. two guards. If they're going to lose Nate Davis, which we think they probably are, you're probably going to need a center. So that's a ton of money. Like, what are you investing in the offensive line as opposed to a 30-year-old wide receiver who Tampa Bay looks like they're just looking for any takers? The answer from Charles Robinson to Joe's question sounded to me like Tampa has got to get rid of some of these guys, right? They've mm-hmm. got a clear space. And if you look at what Mike Evans has made year by year, I'm looking at SpotRack, you know, his cap figure has been 8.3, 7.6, 10.2 the previous 3 years. Now it jumps up to 23.7. So it's the classic in the window. The Bucs were pushing the pile back, right? They were pushing the money pile back. Now the credit card bill is due and they're like, ooh, this is going to stink. We got to get rid of this guy. Who will take this guy? Even though Mike Evans is a great player, mm-hmm. but that's not the kind of contract the Titans need to be taking on right now.
Well, I mean, the Titans got to figure out this. Okay, Mike Evans has been in the NFL 9 years, going on 10. He's been highly productive for 9 years. Honestly, if you're just talking about consistency and production each and every year, he's been the most consistent and productive receiver since he's got into the NFL in 2014. He's been the most consistent. If you look at his numbers, it's consistent down the board, whether it be yardage, catches, or touchdowns. He's been consistent, and he will be a future Hall of Famer. So what you got to say is, as a GM with the Tennessee Titans, okay, he just finished up his ninth year. He was productive last year. How many more years of that type of production realistically are we going to get? So if we believe we may get two more years of that production of 1,100 yards, 8 touchdowns, averaging about 14 yards, I'm not trading away my quarterback right now for that. I'm not trading him away unless I know that I have my quarterback for the future via the draft. So I would be surprised if anything is done before the draft with Ryan Tannehill in regards to Tampa and Mike Evans, because they have to find out that they have to know first, if we're trading away our quarterback, we got a replacement coming in. We have either we've moved up in the draft and got the guy we wanted, or we are in the works of bringing another guy in that can replace that's just as good or even better than Ryan Tannehill.
Really, the only option there would be Rodgers.
Exactly. So are you going – that's why I say nothing's – to me, I don't think nothing's going to happen until – or the day of draft or after the draft with Ryan Tannehill, if it happens at all.
Yeah, if I had to put Vegas odds on it, it's like minus 10,000 odds that, mm-hmm. that Ryan Tannehill is the quarterback of the Titans in the future, in 2023 at least. That's the way that I see it. But if you're going to be in trade talks with Tampa Bay, like Peter King said, the Titans could Mike Evans be on the table? That's all I'm saying. And I don't think that it is. I don't think that it's a feasible trade, but that's all I'm saying. 615-737-1025, ask D-Mace in 15 minutes. We got a bunch of thoughts on this. We'll get into those coming up next. It's Caroline, Billy, D-Mace, 1025, 106 through the game.
I almost think it would be a surprise now if he ended up back with Green Bay in 2023. Like, I think it would be much, if you asked me to put Vegas odds on it, it would be retirement or some other team. I think returning back to Green Bay is probably the smaller percentage now. And I think there are people inside that are absolutely pulling for whatever we got to do to offload them. Let's just do it and be done with this.
There you go. That was Charles Robinson on Robbie and Rex Road this morning. We've got a bunch of thoughts on Ryan Tannehill. So unless we have a thought,
bring it on
to the phones.
Absolutely.
Phone lines driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. If you have a thought, one texter texts in and says, who was the quarterback that played with Mike Evans the last few seasons? What was his name again? Great quarterbacks make great receivers. Okay, well, let's go back to 2014. Mike Evans' rookie year when Jameis Winston was the quarterback. 68 receptions for 1,051 yards. 2015, 1,200 yards. 2016, 1,300 yards. 2017, 1,000 yards. 2018, 1,500 yards. 2019, almost 1,200 yards. That was all with Jameis Winston. And then you get to the Brady years, and Mike Evans continues that trend of 1,000-plus yards each year. So Mike Evans is not what Tom Brady made him. Mike Evans has been the same receiver.
Exactly.
He's been very consistent his entire career. So that's not a product of Tom Brady. It's just who Mike Evans is. He was a solid receiver in college, too, at A&M.
Actually, his numbers declined a little bit when Tom Brady became the quarterback.
Right.
But that's because Tom, I think Jameis, that was his guy. Like, he looked for him every time, sometimes at the detriment of the team. And sometimes you get that way as a quarterback. You're looking for the guy that's most reliable, and sometimes you throw
it's
in
natural.
Situations that isn't advantageous to your team, but you expect your guy to make the catch or the play. Tom's different. Tom spreads the ball around to everybody. He wants to get everybody in the game because he doesn't want the defense to just key on one guy. So actually his numbers went down a little bit when Tom became the quarterback. But it's Tom Brady. You won a Super Bowl, and I'm sure, you know, Evans was like, hey, listen, my numbers went down. I don't care. I won a Super Bowl. That's all I wanted. So, but you're right. Throughout his career, he's been a consistent. He's like a basketball player, one of those guys. This guy is a consistent double-double guy. Like, you look at Joel Embiid or Jokic. Those guys are consistent double-double guys. You know what you're going to get out of them every night. Well, Mike Evans is just like this as well. You know what you're going to get out of him every season. He's going to be a 70, 80 catch guy with over 1,000 yards and about 8 touchdowns.
I love Mike Evans. I agree with you. I think he is going to produce. The only problem is now his cap hit at 23.7. That is really high. It's higher than it's ever been for him. I looked at his year by year, guys. He's probably been underpaid when you get down to it. And he just signed this deal, I think. It started last year, so he's still got some years left on it. I just wonder about that deal going forward. That's the reason I think that Tampa, plus all the other contracts that have piled up on them, that's why he's available. But he's a great player. I just don't like the number.
Yeah, he would be expensive.
Yeah.
And that's what you'd be paying for is a veteran 1,000-plus yard a season kind of receiver. And it's expensive. It is. Mike Dubb texts in and says, the Mike Evans for Tannehill discussion feels like a reach to make up for losing A.J. Brown. At some point, you're going to have to replace A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. Like, I hear a lot about, well, you know, if you're going to pay T. Higgins 24, you may as well have just paid A.J. Brown 22. Well, we're past that.
Yeah,
you're going to have to replace him at some point.
Well, I truly believe that what I saw from Treylon Burks, he is their A.J. Brown. He will get there. He didn't play a whole season. He was a rookie. Came in and things were not, he wasn't ready to play physically. He wasn't ready to play. But you saw what he can be and what I believe he will be when he was healthy. But that's the key. He needs to stay healthy, and I believe he will stay healthy, you know, moving forward for the most part. So, people, don't just look past Treylon and say, well, we need another A.J. Brown. Your A.J. Brown is sitting there. He's there. He just needs to be on the field, and he will. He showed you what he can be when he's on the field. And I believe he will be on the field more times than not. and he's going to produce 1,000 yards. And you will quickly, and you will quickly forget about A.J. Brown. Not because A.J. Brown's not a good player. A.J. Brown's going to end up being a great player if he stays healthy. I believe that. But you're going to forget about him in regards to the production, because Treylon's going to give you the production that A.J. Brown gave you while he was here for the 3 years.
And that was the idea behind the trade. You know, I don't think anybody's thinking about Stephon Diggs in Minnesota, because they got Stephon Diggs and even better in Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. And that was the idea with the Titans, I think. Trade away A.J. Brown for, in theory, a younger, cheaper A.J. Brown. Mm-hmm. That's the problem, though, is Treylon Burks wasn't A.J. Brown this past year. Can he become A.J. Brown? Can he be your wide receiver one? That's what we can all hope. Mm-hmm. Eric is on the line. What's up, Eric?
Hey, guys. Y'all were talking about Ryan Tannehill. Here's my thoughts on that. First of all, guys, the only way I think the Titans might move off of him is if they go to him and say, you know, we want you to restructure your deal, and he decides not to do it. Then they might cut him or trade him or something like that. Somebody said, and I don't know if this is true, that if he's cut now, it's like $36 million against the cap. I don't know if that's correct or not. I could be wrong on that. But it's like, then who do you get? I mean, because on the quarterbacks that you might get that might be better than him, of course, are Aaron Rodgers and maybe Lamar Jackson. But then you'd have to be having the trade part to give up draft picks, which I don't think they'll do that. And other than Treylon Burks, who do you have as far as wide receivers? You have issues on the offensive line. I mean, and then another quarterback, you talk about Derek Carr. He might be slightly better than Tyler Hill, about the same. Jimmy Garoppolo, who might be slightly better, about the same. And another one would be Daniel Jones, who I think the only one Tannehill might be better than. So it's just really, what are you willing to do? Because I don't know if they're going to go get another quarterback that's better, because they'd probably have to pay him more money. So we'll see what happens, guys. Y'all take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Yeah, thanks for your call. Eric. It's true. There's no quarterback, I believe, other than Aaron Rodgers, that you could move on from Tannehill where you would be better. Mm-hmm. You would just be paying more money for a quarterback that is as good, if not as good, as Ryan Tannehill. That's the reality of it.
Yeah, it is.
Yet we're still hearing Ryan Tannehill's name in trade talks. That's the only reason why we're talking about moving off of Tannehill.
I'm really, you know, Garoppolo is a new for me, because not only do I believe he's not better than Ryan Tannehill, he can't stay on the field. So if I'm the Titans, I don't want no part of that. And I'm pretty sure Rand Bean in San Francisco is probably like, nah, we're going to pass on the Jimmy G thing. He can't stay healthy, and he's not consistently good enough to put us in a position to win a Super Bowl. The only guy I believe other than Aaron Rodgers, is Derek Carr, for this reason. I'm not saying at this juncture, like right now, today, he's better than Ryan Tannehill. I think they're comparable in a sense. But what I do believe wholeheartedly is this. I believe he was at a franchise that once they got Gruden, they didn't want him. He was at a franchise that really didn't want him. Gruden didn't want him, and we know now McDaniels didn't want him. He goes to a place that wants him. I think his play will elevate. I truly believe wherever he goes, if he has the supporting cast, Derek Carr will be better. Not because necessarily he's a better quarterback than Ryan Tannehill, but just like when Ryan Tannehill left Miami and came here, Ryan Tannehill changed the scenery. He became a better quarterback. I think that's what will happen ultimately with Derek Carr. Him leaving a situation that wasn't good for him, coming into another situation that may be better. His skill set will be the same, but I think from a mental aspect, he feels wanted now. Like, somebody wants me. I'm going to go out here and I'm going to ball out.
And that's fair. The only thing that makes me nervous about Derek Carr taking a step forward wherever he goes next, he had Davante Adams, Josh Jacobs, and probably the third best tight end in the league in Darren Waller.
Well, Waller was hurt a lot.
That's true.
Last season. He was hurt a whole bunch. So he didn't have the—
and they didn't have a very good defense, but he had those pieces.
Yeah, so.
Let's get to Joel quickly. What's up, Joel?
Yes. First, let me say thank you for taking my call last week about Hendon Hooker. I love the discussion. But my question this week is, if you're going after a older established player, say like a Mike Evans, who would be better for the team, a Mike Evans on offense or a Bobby Wagner on defense? Thank you for taking my call, and I'll hang up and listen to your response.
Yeah, thanks for your call. I look at the needs for the Titans And I think that I would prioritize an offensive player over a defensive player where this team is at right now.
Well, it depends on which offensive player it is. Obviously, they got to replenish the offensive line. But we need to remember, they just cut Cunningham. They don't know if they're going to sign David Long Jr. back.
They've got to sign
They
David
have
Long
to,
Jr.
but you just never know.
I know.
So they're going to need, and we like, you know, Dylan Cole and those guys, but are they legitimate playmakers?
Guys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you're going to need, I'm not saying that go out and get Bobby Wagner, but you're going to need some help along that linebacker position eventually.
You are.
Yeah.
You are. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Ask D-Mace coming up next. The best question for D-Mace will get a great prize. So stay tuned for that coming up next. It's Caroline Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game.
D-Mace. He played 15 years in the NFL.
Quick throw. Touchdown, Derek Mason.
He had over 12,000 receiving yards.
Midfield, and there he goes. 80 yards for the touchdown.
And now you can ask him anything. Have a question about football or life? Now's your time to ask D-Mace.
We'll welcome you in.
Now on Caroline, Willie, and
D-Mace.
On 102.5 and 106.3, The Game and The Game Nashville app.
Ask D-Mace is brought to you by Curation CBD. Find their healing products at curationcompany.com. Curation CBD products curated for life. Use promo code DMACE, D-M-A-S-E, at curationcompany.com for 25% off Curation CBD products. The best question for D-Mace will win a pair of tickets to see the Preds take on the Pittsburgh Penguins on Tuesday, February 28th at 7 o'clock at Bridgestone Arena. So good luck with that. Let's get into some of those questions for D-Mace. Our phone lines are driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Andrew from Dover texts in and asks D-Mace, name your top five biggest NFL draft busts.
Oh, wow. Man, top five? Whew. And I don't know. I mean, we can go down the line. Ryan Leaf.
That's the one. Jamarcus Russell.
Yeah, Jamarcus Russell. Tony Mandrich. Who else that was? Are we talking top picks or just like bust, period?
Whatever you think.
Yeah, because when I think of bust, I'm thinking guys that were, you know, not a late first round or a second round pick, guys that were drafted in that top 10 pick. And there probably could be other guys, but those three guys come to name for me, Ryan Leaf, Jamarcus Russell, and Tony Mandrich. And we know in each one of those situations why. You can say, you know, could you say Matt Leinart? He was a top 15 pick. You know, some people will say, well, Vince Young. Well, no, because Vince won Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
He took his team to a playoff. It didn't go the way many expected to after that, but he did have some success in this league, albeit it was short. So I don't consider him a bust. I just consider that as, man, an opportunity not taken full advantage of. So I don't know if I can name five, but those are the three guys that I can just name offhand.
All right, I'm going to throw one in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I was inspired by the Shark Tank last night. They had sort of a takeoff on the Soul Glow cam.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was they turned it, instead of the Soul Glow from Coming to America with Eddie Murphy.
Such a great
movie.
They
switched it to some crazy hockey hair, you know, like the mullet coming out the back. So they had fans trying to do that. It was a pretty funny bit that they had. So I was inspired with this, D-Mace.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best Eddie Murphy movie?
Oh, wow.
That's my Ask D-Mace for the week. And I hopefully that will inspire some other good questions here on the text line, 615-737-1025. Best Eddie Murphy movie. I've got mine.
And I mean, it, hands down, it has to be Coming to America. I can't.
That's the best, you think?
I think that's his best movie. I'm not talking about part two. Part two was okay, but it was nowhere near part, meaning the first one. But yeah, because when you think of Eddie Murphy, if you say Eddie Murphy, the first thing people say is Coming to America. Or if you've seen his stand-ups, you would say Raw or Delirious, which were hilarious, both of them. But you can't play them no more. Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah, you're right. Beverly Hills Cop.
Golden Child is a great one.
Golden Child.
There's a lot of good ones. I'm gonna go find a Trading Place.
Please.
Trading Places is really
Caroline.
Good. Yeah.
I'm going. Trading that's places. Mine. Is Trading Places. Uh-huh. That would be my pick.
Yeah, I gotta always go with Coming to America. It was one of those movies that will forever just like. You can quote every line just about in that movie because it was him playing different. And that was really the first time that I noticed like a guy playing multiple roles. You know, him being a barber and,
the barber shop is unbelievable. Absolutely. It is such a great, that's a brilliant scene. That is great, great stuff. Mm-hmm.
Shrek is an underrated Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah, Shrek is.
David texts in with a question for D-Mays. Said, as a player, when we hear about Russell Wilson, his private office, having an open door policy, I understand how players on that team would maybe feel about their relationship with him. So what's your opinion? Would you discuss your relationship with your quarterbacks? How would you feel if Russell Wilson or if a quarterback of yours acted the way Russell Wilson did?
You look at all the great quarterbacks in this league that have come through this league that are still playing. It may have happened, but you've never seen them, you know, sort of do things that separate themselves from the team, that it's I'm better than everyone else, or it's me and then it's y'all. I haven't seen a quarterback. I haven't heard of a quarterback that have done that. And I could be wrong. If one of our listeners know of one or whatnot, please text in or call in and let me know. The great Tom Brady. You never heard any of this about Tom. Actually, you heard, things to the contrary. Tom was just a regular guy. Tom would make sure he would go out of his way to talk to you, to introduce himself to you, to make sure he knows things about you, that he wanted to immerse himself in with the group. Like, I'm the quarterback, but I'm no better than, the kicker or the guy on the training staff. We are a family. I'm no better than any one of y'all. If you look at the rest of the quarterbacks, I can go to Steve McNair. He was the same way. Like, listen, I'm no better than anybody else. It's, I don't need a special room other than when he needed to sleep before a game, but that was totally different. But, yeah, I would, if I'm a player and I hear that, I don't take that, I'm thinking like, why are you even doing this? Like, do you think you're better than us that you need, an office in the building? It's great that they gave it to you. Hey, take it. But so what are you telling everybody else? That you're better than us?
Basically.
And that doesn't sit well with players when you think it's me and then all of y'all, because we're all doing this together. You can't win without us going out there and playing at a high level. And obviously we can't win alone if you're not playing at your level. So we are a team. We don't need to be separated by things that you may want because you think, oh, since I'm the quarterback, I deserve an office over here. Or since I'm a quarterback, I deserve my guy to come in here and be my coach. Well, everybody believes they should have their trainer there, but do they? I wanted my trainer with me, but I was like, no. I got the training staff here. I got the conditioning people here. Why do I need somebody outside to come in here and to cause a separation, whether you meant to do it or not? It's going to cause a division in the team, especially if you're losing.
And especially when that's a position that needs to be the leader of the team.
Exactly.
That everybody looks to be the moral leader, to be, the one that galvanizes everybody around whenever when times are getting tough.
Mm-hmm.
Times got awfully tough for the Denver Broncos this year.
Oh, yes, they did.
We'll get back into your questions for D-May. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. Send in text, call in any questions for D-Mays, and you will win a pair of tickets to see the Nashville Predators take on the Pittsburgh Penguins on Tuesday, February 28th at Bridgestone Arena. Caroline Willie, D-Mays, 1025, 1063, the game.
D-Mays. He played 15 years in the NFL.
Quick throw. Touchdown, Derek Mason.
He had over 12,000 receiving yards.
And there he goes! 80 yards for the touchdown.
And now you can ask him. anything. Have a question about football or life? Now's your time to ask D-Mace.
We'll welcome you in.
Now on Caroline, Willie, and
D-Mace.
On 102.5 and 106.3, The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Ask D-Mace is brought to you by Curation CBD. You can find their healing products at curationcompany.com. Curation CBD products curated for life. You can use promo code DMASE, D-M-A-S-E, at curationcompany.com for 25% off Curation CBD products. And the best question for Ask D-Mace will win a pair of tickets to see the Predators take on the Pittsburgh Penguins at Bridgestone Arena on Tuesday, February 28th. I was laughing at one of the texts that I just saw on the text line, so I have to get to it first. Okay. This is from Greg. Says, I'm sorry, this is from Wes in Clarksville. Says, if you were going down the road and you see Derrick Henry and Jared Stillman broke down on the side of the road and you only had room for one to give a ride, who would it be?
Oh, my goodness.
And
Jared
is now in parts unknown, so he is not listening.
Yeah, we don't know where it is, he is. You sure he's not?
No, he's busy. He told me he has prior engagements today and wherever he is in the world.
Gosh, that's a tough one.
I think we're the least of his worries at this point.
That's a tough one because, you know, I like Jared. I really like Jared. You know, I know a lot of people dislike him. You know, and okay, I get it, but you still listen, so that's even better. But, you know, I've always spoke highly of Jared, but in this situation, you know, I don't know. I may pick up Jared. It all depends on how far I got to go. Like, if I need to go, like, if I pick it, he's stranded, like, on 65 going north, or and we're outside of the city lines, and he's going, say, to Louisville or something.
I'm not taking you.
I probably would, because I know that the conversation will be good. Like, we will have conversation.
That is
like
true.
It will not be a boring ride. I think Derrick Henry would just, you know, he'd just you know, he'd talk a little bit, you know, and then kind of, you know, with Jared, I don't even have to say anything. He'd just be talking, and I'd be driving, and the time would go by fast. So I'll pick up Jared, because he will make the time go by fast.
It is a much more entertaining ride. And you know that a majority, let's say if you have, how far is Louisville, 2-3 hours away?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So you know the entire ride, a majority of that will be, I can't believe that Derek Mason thinks that I'm more important than Derrick Henry.
Exactly. So why did you pick me up? Wow. Okay. He would talk about it the whole ride there.
Aww.
And a 3-hour ride would seem like an hour and a half because it's just constant talking.
True.
Yeah, so I get
true.
Jared.
Well, Jared, you have
All right, I'll come in behind you, Derek. You pick up Jared.
Uh-huh.
I'll pick up the king. I'll take him where he needs to go.
I would be like, Derek, Henry can call him a service to pick him up.
Yeah, he's got a lot
of people. Somebody else will pick up Derek Henry. I don't know if anyone else is picking up Jared.
Absolutely.
That is the answer to the question, Caroline. Is Derek's doing his duty because there's not as many people that would pick up Jared. Derek has got a lot of people. The king has got plenty of people that are ready to help him in a pinch. All right, here's a good one. By the way, so many votes on the best Eddie Murphy movie. A lot for Harlem Nights. That is a good one. I saw that one.
Right. Harlem Nights was.
And I'm telling you, that place was howling. We were just going nuts. That was a Vanderbilt basketball team outing. That was a lot of fun back in the day, so I'm dating myself. But so we even had some Zamunda flags put on the text line. I don't know how you text a flag to the text line, but somebody did it and said Zamunda, Eddie Murphy, Coming to America, hands down. But here's a new one, new category. This is Greg. If you could eat 3 cereals for the rest of your life and only 3, what would they be?
Oh, wow. 3 and only 3. Okay. So my first would be, I like Lucky Charms. I like Lucky Charms.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I like the little marshmallows.
The marshmallows give me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah. I don't like those.
You scared of the marshmallows?
It freaks me. I don't like marshmallows in general. They freak me out. I like s'mores.
Man. Okay.
But the little, like, colored, no thanks.
Okay, so I would.
But I won't yuck your yum, Demis.
I would. Lucky Charms would be one. Frosted Flakes would be another. And my last one would be between Fruit Loops and Raisin Bran. I know Raisin Bran. It's like Raisin Bran.
It does not
huh?
belong in
exactly.
that
exactly. But Fruit Loops and Raisin Bran. I may go with Fruit Loops because then the almond milk would be a little sweet because of the Fruit Loops.
Uh-huh. You know? Oh, that's there's nothing better.
Yeah,
there's nothing better than yes. slurping the milk at the bottom. That's all sugary at the end of the bowl. I'm with you on that. And also, here's why Raisin Bran has got to be in there. Because that's the cereal that mom would let you get
mm-hmm.
because they're not – sometimes mom is just not going to Fruit Loops and Lucky Charms, and you're just not going to get that. But you can win the battle with Raisin Bran. It's kind of underrated with the sugar. There's plenty of sugary stuff in Raisin yeah. Bran, but it's got bran. You're like, it's good for you, mom. Okay, let's get Raisin Bran.
Like rat poison.
Great nuts. Adam. Adam is up next. What's up, Adam?
Hey, Caroline. Hey, D-May. So I've got one for you, man. By the way, the Raisin Bran would be the choice there because you don't want life to be ended early because you don't have fiber, so you make sure you're eating your fiber.
Fiber.
My question is, I look across Middle Tennessee. It looks like the Titans, the Predators, maybe even the Vols coming up. You know, they're all – like heavy defensive teams and like have no offense and probably could stand to be yanked down to the studs. And it kind of reminds me, I know after Mac had his co-MVP year, we had to yank it down to the studs. And I don't know if we went a year too long on that. You know, like I'm thinking about this team and potential moves that could be made. And I hate to think about it because he's my favorite player, but if you were – Rand Carthon, or if they said, hey, D-Mace, you're the GM now, what are you going to do? Would you consider trading Jeffrey Simmons if you could get a bunch of picks for him? Not. I heard somebody try to spin it and say, hey, go up and get a quarterback. I don't want that. I want two firsts and like two or three good players, mm-hmm. like a Khalil Mack type deal. Would you do something like that? If you're already getting rid of veterans, would you go ahead and tear it down and just moneyball it back up?
Oh, man. Thank you, Adam. That's a good question. Because I think I did, like, early on mention, hey, you know, trading Jeffrey Simmons, even though it wouldn't be popular at all, and this was prior to, I think this might have been prior to, no, it was after the A.J. Brown trade. Actually, it was this season when I said it. It wouldn't be a popular move, but you would get, you know, a king ransom for him if indeed you made that pick. But if I'm GM, I would assess it. I would take phone calls. But I think I'm more so of leaning toward keeping him because I know who he is as a player, as a person. I know what he brings to this team. I know how much respect, you know, this franchise has for him. And how much he enjoys being here. So it would have to take almost as if I'm trading away an elite quarterback. That's what I need in return, close to that. If you're not giving me close to that, because to me, he's trending toward that Aaron Donald realm as in regards to how good he can be. So if that is indeed the case, you need to give me, and he's young, he's early 20s, you need to give me what you would probably give for a franchise quarterback in order to get him. I know I wouldn't get all of that, but it has to be damn near close if I'm going to part ways with Jeffrey Simmons.
Okay, I got one here, Caroline, from Chris. He says, D-Mace, did you choose 85 or did it choose you?
Ah, it chose me. I never told y'all that story.
I don't remember.
Oh, wow. I thought I told you that story. Okay, so here's the story quickly. So I'm second year, and I had an okay first year. It was all right, considering my draft position and everything else. It was okay. So I'm sitting, you know, laying in bed, and this was early in the morning. ESPN comes on, and I'm laying there, and I see Yancey Thigpen, and I see Yancey Thigpen hold up, you know, in 82, which was my number my rookie year. And I didn't have plans on changing. It was like 85. I mean, 82. I wanted 80.
My number.
Yeah, I wanted 80 because I had 80 in college because my guys were Jerry Rice and Andre Rison. So I wanted 80. But I couldn't get it because Mike Rohner had it, and he was a veteran tight end here when I got here. So they gave me 82, and I was cool with 82. But I guess 82 wasn't cool with me because, you know, I'm wiping the coal out of my eye and everything, looking at ESPN, and I'm like, that's my number. Like, what's going on here? So they had took my number without even asking or telling me. And when I got to the facility, it was like, hey, here's the number. You want this number, 85? I was like, yeah, I'll take it. So that's how it happened. So basically, 85, I guess I chose it, but it chose me too because I had to pick a number. And I think the other numbers that were there didn't. I think it was like, I don't know, 80. It might have been 87 because that was right before we got Kevin. So 87 might have been in there. I was like, nah, I don't want 87. I'll take 85.
That's why he's the GOAT. The GOAT.
Yep, so 85, that's when we were reunited, but that's when we were united as one. D-Mason 85.
Is 85 your lucky number now?
No, not necessarily. No, it's not. No, I just like, I mean,
it's a good one.
It's grown on
get
me
used
now.
To it. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's grown
get
on
used
me now.
To it. So. Let's ask D-Mace, and the best question for D-Mace will win a pair of tickets to see the Preds take on the Penguins at Bridgestone Arena on Tuesday, February 28th. Appreciate you getting those questions in for D-Mace.
I got quickly before we go to break. Yeah. Black or red? Black. Black, yes.
Black.
Like Wesley Snipes. What was the movie where Wesley Snipes says, always bet on black? Remember that one with, when he's taking over the plane, the hijack of the plane thing? What was that movie?
Man, that was an old movie. That was a 90s movie.
That was an old
late
movie.
Late
90s? Might yeah. be early 90s.
Mm, goodness.
So for the suit that's listening.
I got to look this up. Yeah.
Black.
I think it's Money Train you're thinking of.
Was it? It might have been.
No, that's not it. I will tell you. It's going to take me a minute to find. Because Wesley Snipes has been in a million movies. But let's see. Filmography. Oh, man. Come on.
Well, we'll get it.
We'll get it.
We'll get it. Caroline Willie G. Mays. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.